Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Yud Dalid, and we will start. We just had the story of the tragic story of the Kohanim having the race, and our Mishnah had the issue of getting a broken leg, but here the Gemara discussed the Taka Balibo, and Rabbi Tzadok has the exclamation about Egla Arufa, and the father comes in, Gab Ebchia, and he says, quickly, take the knife out. This is the Gemara that reflects, according to many Mefarshim, mixed up priorities. He's more worried about Tumah V'Tahara than he's worried about the life of his son. And that's why the Gemara here is the word Lignai. In the Bavli, you don't have that word. But maybe you might have interpreted it as just Sidkus, he's worried about Tumah V'Tahara. No, it's Lignai. It's not the appropriate way of evaluating what should be important in life. You know, when the tinok is mefarper, one has to do what one has to do. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're going back to the last line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that there were four payasos. Right? The Mishnah beginning of the parak, if you remember, had said arba payasos hayusham. After it said spoke about the first payas that was for the Shumas Hadeshen, there were four payasos. As we'll see, what the payasos were for. The first one was for the Shumas Hadeshen. Then we'll get for the other ones. So we had a machlokas. That we mentioned, machlokas rishonim, were these payasos, did they take place on Yom Kippur? Or does it just mention it now because Shumas Hadeshen came up? Why would you need four payasos? Why don't you just do it all at once? Four payasos at four different times it was done. Four different times. Why so many payasos? Just do it once. Am Rabbi Yochanan kidei lasos pumbi ledavar. To, make a public, event and, a piersum. Pumbi badavar. Look at the carbon eda. Lakachayu mafisin dalad pa'amim. Velo akol bepamachas. You don't do it all at once. Kedei lasos pirsum ledavar. Shenemar. Beveis alokim nehalech baragesh. Right. The pasuk in Tehillim. The beis alokim, we will go baragesh. Again, that pasuk, you take that pasuk out of context. That's quoted in Hilchos Tefillah and quoted, walk into shul. What's some of the Bali machshava say? You should go to the shul. Baragesh, right? Barad re'emim geshem sheleg, right? Baragesh, go in any weather. You go to shul. But if you look at the context of that pasuk, David HaMelech is lamenting how Achitofel used to be so close with him, and often Prakim and Tehillim talk about our enemies that are against us. But that parak talks about how David HaMelech is so upset that even some of his good friends and close advisors, you know, turned against him. Kulun Achitofel was so close to him, and he says, we used to learn Torah together. We used to base Elim Nalach Baragesh. We used to go to the base Elokim together. And look what happened, how he turned on me and he went over to Avshalom. And, but that's the context of, but, the pasuk is taken to mean, here that we should, act in public and do the more that we can to make a public display of Avodas Hashem. And as Kalasos Pumbi Ladavar, what we would also call Barov Am Hadras Melech. The more people involved, the greater the covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Kadalasos Pumbi Ladavar. Where else do we have examples of that? Amar Rebbe, follow Kohen HaMadashin as a Mizbeach, HaPrimi, Yachalu Ladashin as a Menorah. We know in the morning one Kohen goes in to clean out the wicks of last night's burning of the Mizbeach HaPrimi, so of the Menorah. So he could also do the Mizbeach HaPrimi. The same person could do it. Take off the ashes of the Mizbeach HaKtoris from yesterday's burning to clean out the wicks. The same, but two go in. Why did two Kohanim go in? Elalasos Pumbi Ladavar, again to make a piersum. Also, Taman Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid that the way they did the Hataves Haneros wasn't all at once. They split it up into five and two. And the Kohen goes in and he cleans out and then he goes out and he leaves. Taman Taninan. He niach hakuz al malashni of Yatza. After he cleans out five, he leaves it on the step up to the menorah, and then he leaves. It's at the end of the third parak of Tamid, right? The next line is really a combination of two mishnayos. The end of the third parak of Tamid, where Tamid is all about the avoda, the daily avoda. So there, in the end of the third parak, Misha zacha bedishin mizbeach hapenimi, whoever is zocha, I will get to those kohanim who are zocha to do this. They go in, nichnas v'natal ateni, v'nichal afana, v'yachofin v'nosi l'ntocho. He puts all of the leftover, whatever's there from the day before, into a container. Ubach Rona, keep it at the Charlotte Tocho, and he leaves it. Doesn't take it out. Mishazacha b'dishan ha-menorah, nichnas, umasa shnei neros mizrachim dokim, the one who is docha to the dishan ha-menorah, it's one after another. They go in, and they could have, just one person could have taken care of both. No, you have two. Medashen es hashar, maniyach hazil dokim imkoman, you're medashen five. And then you leave it there. The Evan Isol of Namenorah, Ubashal Shmalos, with three steps going up to the menorah. Sha'alea, Kakoin, Omedu, Metef, Zaneros, Viniach, Zakuz, Amalashnia, Viyatza. And the Kuz, which is what our Gemara quotes here, he goes out and he leaves. And then we have Vinatal, right? This is the Mishnah later on. This is the Mishnah now, a couple of Prakam later, where the Perak continues, the Avoda, beginning of Perak Vav of Tamid. Later on we go in again. Mishazach v'disha menorah nichnas matzah shnei neiros mizrachim dokim madashes mizrachim niyachas amaravi matzah shakabo natal asakuz mimalashnia v'shtachava v'yatza, and he goes out. So again, you break it up and use more kohanim than you need. Why all again? Same idea. Lasas pumbi. There's a lot going on. There's a flurry of activity that in the heichal and mizayis hamigdash. Amar Rebbe Yochanan v'lama haya nichnas. Hatla hatava shtei pa'amim. Switch that gear, sir. Hatava shtei pa'amim. Ela kedei lasos pumbi ludavar. Again, to do this. This idea of doing it in separate times, there seems to be a machlokes Yishanim. The Tosfos Yishanim Daf Lamed Gimel here in seems to say it's a din daraisa to split it up the neighbors. Right? Split up the neighbors as a din daraisa. Which the Gemara sounds like it's about to comment on, but most assume Rashi there sounds like it's Nindarabanan to try to publicize. If you look in the Tel Torah here in the back, the Tel Torah says, if you're in the Heichal and then you stop, you do five, then you go out, are you allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Avodos? Says the Tel Torah, Mashma Mikan, you know what? Let's just finish reading the next lines of the Gemara, and then we'll read the Tel Torah. Says that this is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you split in the middle. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Dvar Toru. It's not just Lasos Pumbi, but it's a Din Daraisa. Baboker, Behetivo Saneros Yaktirena. It says Baboker twice. Behetivo Saneros to clean out and do Hatava to the Neros. Remember, the Rambam says it's cleaning out and relighting. Bahatava Saneros Yaktirena. So, meaning it's not just a din of Lasos Pumbi, but it's a din daraisa. So, ma avid la Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? What's that boker? Oved la hetiv umaktir. Right? That there's different, people, right, to do these two avodos. Hatava and haktara. Says the Karbon Eda. Umishani oved la hetiv ulahaktir. Hachi kashale lama nechutzush dekonim echaladavazeres vechalaktores. Habakoin echada yasagi. Hu yetavazeres hu yaktores aneros.
Right? The question is not just the split in half, but Rabbi Yochanan is focusing on why do you have two different koanim? Fine, Baboker might teach you a din daraisa to split the hatava saneros in half. But why should you have two different koanim to do the hatava and the haktara? That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Kedei lasos pirsum badavar. So is it a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Mishlakish, whether it's a daraisa or drabanan, to have two koanim or to split it? So the Tel Torah is bothered that it has to be a din daraisa, or else you can't stop in the middle of the avoda. Masha bikanto Rabbi Yochanan eno dvar Torah din chachamim tiknu lehetiv beis pamim kedei lasos pumi ladavar. Aitav says Yeshanim, he quotes ein Ramban ala Torah. De mevuar, he quotes a Ramban for Parsha Shmini and Emar, to call Kohen she yatsa beemsoha avoda chayiv misa mikra de min hamikdash lo yetze dechsib beKohen Gadol. Right, you can't stop in the middle of the avoda. So to stop to do atavas and eris, only do a few of them and then go out. Says it has to be a daraisa. If it's a drabanan, he says sarach iyan gadol, because this being mafsik would be a daraisa to go to. So to say that you're allowed to be mafsik is only din rabbanan, that would be problematic. So the achronim try to work on. The concept of barov am hadras melech, which is really what this is about, has many different permutations, and where the din comes up. First of all, how many is barov am? Rasha Weiss in his Sefer Klali HaMitzvahs discusses this. You know, how many do you need? Well, remember the Chai Adam is the first one that talks about, that categorizes Klali HaMitzvahs. The Chai Adam in Simen Samaches, he has a whole list of relating to many of the Klali HaMitzvahs. Klalim that relate to all Zerisa Makdim, Neim Avir, and all the mitzvahs, you know, those types of Klalim. So first the Klai Adam, which every chapter in this parak is about one line. Kol Mitzvah Sheyochal Lasos B'Chabura, Yaseh b'chabura v'lo b'yachid. Any mitzvah that you could do b'chabura with a big group, you should do it with a group and not with a private yachid. Kiddich siv b'rov am hadras melech. As it says, the pasuk in Mishlei b'rov am. V'yomer chazal ein odomeh ha-merubin osen is a mitzvah lo miyot she-osen. Ein odomeh, many people doing a mitzvah and a smaller group doing a mitzvah. So what does that mean? How many people? Gemara Menachas, he quotes, says, three is b'rov am. Right? What about less than three? What about two? Is two b'rov am more than one? So, look at our Gemara. Right? Our Gemara is two. Here's a quote of our Gemara. He quotes from the Bir Alacha in Hilchos, Kiddush Levana. Vida, de medina mutal kadesh afilu b'yachidi. Really, you can say Kiddush Levana by yourself. The kol shekei de labo yasara, and surely does not need a minion. Ela de lachad chila mitzvah lasosa b'rov am. Ki b'rov am hadras melech ulahachi. If you know you're going to get a minion in a couple of days, then you have to wait. What about two? So says the, he writes in Kuf Samach Zayin, Im hayu shnayim o rabim, echad mevarech lekulam. Right? By benching. Right? One, right? Two or more. Mishnah Brura. Naka lashon zeh mishim de bevir chazamazan dina hu de dafka bishloshim bezamnen yachad. Motiye kol echad as chavera. U bishtayim ein motiye echad as chavera lecharchila. A bevir chaz hamotzi, afil lecharchila yachal otzi bishtayim echad as chavera vatam, because of, berov abs. Even by certain birchas hanenin. So that's, it's tricky. When do you say one person, and again, this is not clear in the, depends often on minhag, when do you say, does brova meaning connecting all to one person, or does brova meaning all the people doing it together? So some say, the poskim say, brova, let's say by kiddush. Is it better for one person to make kiddush for everybody? Let's say brova, or everybody make the, sometimes everybody makes their own bracha. Right? By halal, the minhag is for everybody to make their own bracha. By kiddush, often the minhag is brova. Everybody's putting on their tillim in the morning. Everybody makes their own bracha. You don't listen for one person to make. So when do you say one for all? So the Pnei Yeshua and other achronim try to figure out exactly when do you say this? Later on, he talks about, discussions of, that we just said, but he says, do you say, what about more than 10? So we just said going down. What about going up? Is 20 better than 10? Is 30 better than 20? Is it better to go to the shul with 150, all right, because that's more. He thinks a specific number is better. Even though two is better than one, because three has a halachic status, you could have a zimun. And 10 is better than three, because 10 is a davarship kedusha, it's a minion. So whenever you have a certain number that has halachic status, 100, because some tanoim and mesachas bracha say you say a different zimun if you have 100. But once you get more than that, he does not think that there will be a difference. And there's a big nafkamina, he says, let's say there are two chiyuvim in shul, right? You want to split up the minyan for two yard sites. You know, if you have 25, could you do 15 and 10? Or do you need to say 25? Is there any difference between 25 and 15 and 10? Or once you say there's 10, there's a minyan, so then there's no greater. So, quotes from Moshe, e nachon lasos kein, better not to split up because of barov am. Right? Then he says, he doesn't think that that's, Rav Moshe is against that, but he says, Rav Asher Weiss writes, I've written elsewhere, Shachin Roy Lassos King, Gedishakol Achad Yiskel La'avor, Lefnei Ateva, I'm not against it. If everyone wants to be the chazan there and it's only going from more, it's not switching the status. You still have 10 in each group, so then, he thinks it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, a couple of ideas relating to Baruch Am, which Argamar formulates as Lassos Pumbi Ladavar. Okay, next Mishnah. Second Mishnah here in the second parak. Ha-payas ha-sheni. So the first pious was Trumas Hadeshen. That was done in the middle of the night. What's the second pious? The second pious is, who does the avoda of the Karbet Tamid? The avoda of, but all the different parts related. Ha-payas ha-sheni. Mi shochet, who's going to shech the Karbet Tamid? Mi zorek, who's going to do the Zrikas Hadam? And we assume that maybe includes, you skip Kabbalah, right? Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. who's going to be Makabel. So, Bechor, the Kabbalah is included in the Yizrika. Mi Medashi Mizbech HaPnimi, who's going to clean out the Mizbech HaPnimi. And again, you only had one pious, so what do you do? Says the, as we'll see later, but the Pnei Moshe here quotes it, whoever wins, he's the one, the first on the list, Bishochet, and then to his right, you know, are all these in the list. The one to his right is the Zorek, and the one to that, the person's right is the Medashi Mizbech HaPnimi, and you follow along. Mi Zorek, Mi Medashi Mizbech HaPnimi, Mi Medashi is a menorah, who goes at cleans out the menorah, mi ma'ale evarim lakevesh, who's going to bring the evarim to the ramp. As we'll see, and as is described in Maseches Tamid, the kohanim that brought the carbon tamid. Remember, the carbon tamid was in Ola, so it was shechted on the north side of the Azara. And then they cut it up, and they brought the pieces, the limbs up to the Mizbeach. They didn't bring them all the way up at once. They brought it to the ramp, and they put it down. And then they went to daven a little bit, and later on, other kohanim, as we'll see, are going to come, or maybe the same kohanim, are going to come and bring it back up to the top of the Mizbeach. So here, Mimala Zevarim Lakevesh, right? Who's going to bring it up to the ramp? And it's split up into different parts. Harosh Vaharegel, the head of the animal, and the regel here is the right back leg, the right hind leg. Ushteyadayim, next one brings the two forelegs, the front legs. Ha'okets Vaharegel, the okets, the tail part of the animal, and the regel on the back left leg. Hachazav Hagera, the chest of the animal and the neck of the animal. Ushtiyadifanos vakirbayim, right? The rib cage and the kirbayim, the innards. Hasolas vachavitim, the flower and the chavitim. Wait, the chavitin, one second. The solas is for the nesachim that goes along with the karbet tabit. Chavitin, that's the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's minchas chavitin. We've had that, huh? The minchas chavitin, as we have said, as we discussed a lot in Shkalim, the Kohen Gadol has to pay for it. And they split it up and he does half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And they make 12 loaves. But he doesn't have to be one to be makrav. He brings it. But it's here clear here that he doesn't have to be the one that's makrav it on the Mizbeach to burn it. That's the chavitin, right? See the carbon ha'edah, chavitin. Chatzi isaron l'minchaso shel kohen gadol. Shekreva imatmidim b'chol yom. That's hukrav with the Talmud every day. Shneamar machatzisa baboker u'machatzisa ba'erev. V'samech le'al machavas shem b'shem en te'aseh l'kach nekra chavitin. It's called chavitin because it's with a oil in the machavat. So that's the next in line. Vehayayin and the oil. So if you put this all together, Shlosha Asar Kohanim Zochen, both 13 Kohanim. 13 Kohanim are Zochen, in this second pious. Right? Pious Rishon, Shumas Adeshen, Pious Sheni, Karmen Tumid, and related Avodos. Amar Ben Azai, Lefner Rabbi Kiva, Ben Azai, Lefner Rabbi Kiva, Bishem Rabbi Yeshua, Kederach Iluchel Karev. I think the order is different, relating to the limbs of the animal. I think the way that it walked, that's the way your makrovit and the way that it's brought up to the, to Kevesh. We'll see exactly what the, difference in order is. There's a big discussion on the first one on this list. Mi shochet. Mi shochet? Why do you need a coin to be shochet? Right? Shchita, kshera, bizarre. Why is there a pious for shchita? Right? Well, you want to have a pious for all of Klal Yisrael. Right? Anybody could do it. So says the Ritva, it says the Mi'iri here in the, in Yuma, Daf Chafei, with this, Mishnah's Betshid. The Yaf Agav says the Ritva I'm reading. By the Vaisan al Shochet, Bishum da Ava Bisha Shkita Ksher Bazar, Mitzvasa Bekoen Lechadchila. Even though Ksher Bazar, it's better to for the Kohen. Kide'isa Hasa Bizvachim. Kide'isa Hasa Bizvachim. So it's not 100% clear what the Ritva referring to. Which Gemara Zvachim is he referring to? That there's it's only B'dieved? Shkita Ksher, the Lashon? Kshera bizarre, right? What would you say? Lechadchila bizarre? Kshera bizarre sounds like b'dieved, so it's a little sarachiyah because the Gemara in Zvachim says that shkita kshera bizarre sounds like even lechadchila on Daf Lamed Beis there. And the Gemara in Brachas also talks about this, machlokas, marriage between Eli and Shmuel about shkita kshera bizarre. The Rambam, Ipsuli Mugdashim, right? Sounds like, right, is it a b'dieved? Ipsuli Mugdashim, Aleph, the first halacha, Ipsuli Mugdashim, the Rambam says in Aleph, Kalap Sulam Liavoda Mutarin Lishchot Kachim Lechadchila. Afilu Kachim Kachim. Chutz Ben Atame Shein Shochet Lechadchila. Avobishu Chutz Lazar Atame B'dieved, because he might touch it. Shigabasim. But everybody else Kasher. So unless you say, something I think the Meiri might use this Lashon, unless you say there's a difference between a carbon Sibur, maybe that's the difference here. Even by Kachim Kachim, you could say that a Yisrael could do a Lechadchila. But when it comes to a carbon sibur, maybe there we would want to have a kohen. But this is a big discussion. Again, there's makaras on both sides of the issue, right? We had earlier also, I think it was in Shkalim, we had that, you use some of the money from the Chumas Halishka, whatever, one of those containers, Malamdin Hilchashchita Lekohanim. It's also in Ksubis. Malamdin Hilchashchita Lekohanim. Right, Hilchashchita. Right, Shchita, no, sounds like Shera. Shchita, it's the Kohanim should do it. Again, so we have this Be'iri, the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph, I mentioned that, Machlokas Eli and Shmuel, Eli was looking for a Kohen to do the Shchita. And, Shmuel says, no, Shchita Ksher Bazar, but the Rashash there says in Brachas Lamed Aleph, that even Eli knew Shchita Ksher Bazar, but he was looking for a Kohen, Lechad Chila. But there is evidence also, one might say, okay, maybe if a Kohen does it, it's more Avoda connected, because the Kohen is the Oved, but you might say just the opposite. If this is the only thing that Yisrael could be involved in, maybe he should do it. Maybe Shchita should be Babaylim. That's what the number we've shown him, Allah Torah, the beginning of Ayikra, the Ramban, the Chizkuni, all seem to say that the Baylim are Shochet, and even Alachachila. The Gemara Menachis, this is where some of the action is, Daf Yotes, says that maybe Baylim should be Shochet because it's connected to Smicha. And Smicha is right before the Shchita. And obviously the Baylim are the ones to do the Smicha. So if you look there in the back, the Cheshek Shlomo Mivilna, in the back of Menachis, he quotes many sources. He says, "Nirbein avinirali to mikol makom lechadchila mitzvaso bebailim to haiskish lesmicha v'kachmashba lehedya bepsachim dav zayin." And he says, "Pesachim dav zayin Pesach lekach beikilamei marashi bailim nitztavu dechsiv v'samach yado v'shachat." And then he quotes a Zohar that says here, "The umipi mar achi agon shamati lefarish divri haZohar." Quotes a Zohar. He heard this from his brother, quotes, and he quotes from the Mishnah in Kalim, Ezra's Kohanim, Mekudesh, Bimen, the Azar, the Kohanim, or more Mekudesh, She'ein Yisrael Nechlasim L'Sham, Ela B'Shat Sarcheyem, L'Smicha, L'Shchita, U'L'Tnufa. Again, there's enough evidence on both sides of the issue about whether it's better for the Israel or better for the Kohen. Maybe we'll have a talk about that a little bit more. The Mishnah in Psachim by Karmen Pesach, Shachar Yisrael, V'Kibel HaKohen, is that just all the what happened, or is that L'Chadchila, what should happen? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So we had Machlokes Tanoim about the order of the limbs. Says the Gemara now. Minayin L'dishan HaMizbeach HaPanimi. Where do you see, what's the source, that they were Medashe in the Mizbeach HaPanimi, Rabbi Pedas, B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, V'Hishlich Osa, Eitzel HaMizbeach Kedma. This is talking about the Olas Ha'of. Right, the Olas Ha'of. That is, you take its innards, v'hishlech osa, eight salam mizbeach kedma, el makom adeshen. You throw it to the east side of the ramp, el makom adeshen. The Gemara says, einot sarech, el makom adeshen, that phrase is extra. So, the place where the deshen, what was cleaned out, is there. So, what is that teaching me? Im lekvo alo makom, if it's just to be koveyam makom for the muras ha'of, for the innards of the bird, where to throw it, it already says, far ksiv eight salam mizbeach. Says Eitzel Mizbeach. So where else are you going to put Eitzel Mizbeach? Im lamedcha sheyinatein b'mizracho shel kevesh. Is it to teach me that, okay, you don't need it for the muras ha, the innards of the olas ha'of, maybe he's teaching me that the Chumash Adeshen is placed in that spot, in the same spot as the olas ha'of was put. No. Kfar Kisiv Kedma. It already says Kedma, which you know, that already is an extra word which you could learn to teach the Chumash Adeshen is put there. So afu darash Eitzel Mizbeach. Eitz alam is beach. So he must be a gzereshava to teach me makan b'mizracho shel kevesh, afkan b'mizracho shel kevesh. To teach me that, the extra phrase is teaching me that there's deshen. Where's the deshen from? The mizbeach apnimi, and that's where it's put. It's put to the each side of the ramp. That's how the Karban Eda, again, it says, we're quoting a couple of different context here, but each one is extra, so we learn it to a mamatzinu to somewhere else. You see the carbon aid here says, Kfarlamana was Yershava, Namarkan Eitzel Mizbeach, Namar Bchumas Adeshen, Eitzel Mizbeach, Makan Bizrach of Kan Bizrach, Vaya Makam Adeshen Lomali. You don't need this phrase, Makam Adeshen, for the innards of the Olas Ha'of. You don't need it for the Chumas Adeshen. What else is being referred to? Elo Lalamed, Al Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. It must be to teach me that the Mizbeach HaPnimi is cleaned out, and the deshen, what's left over from the burning, is put there next to the ramp. minayin shu aser bahana. How do I know that not only is it, do you do dishon? Meaning, what's having me know not to do dishon? Just whatever's there from yesterday, just leave it there and you burn on top of it. No. You have to do dishon every day. And how do I know that it's also aser bihana'a? Right? What do you mean aser bihana'a? The Mishnah in Me'ilah. Again, the Karban Eda and the other Mefarshim called the Mishnah in Me'ilah in the third parak, that after Shalachar Hadeshen, lo nehenin velo mo'alin bo. After you put it down, there's no more iser daraisa, because that's called nasis mitzvaso. But as you take it, mashbet the kodem hadeshen mo'alin. Right? But beforehand, it is subject to Mi'ilah. You can't get benefit from that. That's how the Karban Eda reads the Gemara. So Rabbi Lo, B'Shem Rebelazar, El Makom Tahar. You bring it to a Makom Tahar. Again, this is in a different context. This is talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol. And we say it's extra there, so we say, this place that you're bringing the burning to is Tar Shehe Makomo Tahar. That it's Makom is Tahar. Tahar here means clean from any Hana'a that you might get. Sometimes you find that in the Torah that the phrase tar means, you know, not just pure, but cleaned out from any benefit that I'm able to get. So that's how you learn that the deshen of the Mizbech HaPanimi is also aser bana. Period. Reb Zeir, B'Shem Reb Elazar, lo amar kein. No, that's not the shakla v'tari that happened. Ella, the following. Minayin l'disha Mizbech HaChitzon shu aser bana. Right now, we're not talking about the Isra'na of the Yishim Mizbech HaPanimi is the Mizbech HaChitzon. How do you know that's Aser Bana? And that's regular Trumas Hadeshen that you take down and you put it down. How do you know that's Aser Bana? And this might even be, right, the Gemara says elsewhere, maybe even after Nasas Mitzvaso, even after you put it down, Tamalomar El Makom Hadeshen, Shiyehe Makomo La'olam. Put it in the Makom of the Deshen, that's its Makom forever. That's its Makom. That's the, so it's talking about the, Avodas Chutz. Minayin Ladishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. So how do you know then Mizbeach, he says, right, so according to this, the conversation started off with, how do you know what's Aser Bana, the ashes from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. How do you know Mizbeach HaPnimi? How do you know how to do the Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi? Vehiza Alav, Vehiktir Alav. Because the Hiza Alav, that's referring to the sprinkling of the blood of certain karbanos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? The Chatos Pnimios. You sprinkle on it. And the Hiktir and the Haktaras Haktaras, Alav. It says both the word Alav on it. Mashma, that you have to do these things on the Mizbeach without anything, any chatzitza. Any type of ashes from yesterday. Nothing else is on the Mizbeach. That's the word Alav. You assume it's mamish on it. Mahazaya begufo. Af haktara begufo. Just like the hazaya, the sprinkling on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is on it, right? There's nothing else being mafsik. There's no chatzisa. So to the haktara, look at the Karban Eda, as he explains it. V'hiz Allah v'iktir Allah v'mizbeach HaPnimi k'siv. V'parj Zachremos, that's talking about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. V'darshina l'kaman Allah v'lo al gabi gecholim v'lo al gabi efer al gabi zahavo. You have to do the hazaya on the Mizbeach itself. No, on the Mizbeach it's called Zrika. On the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's called Hazaya. Ubiktores nami ksiv hikter alav. Bina nami shalo yehei al gabi efer v'lo al gabi gecholim. So if the halach is that the Haktaras has to be on the Mizbeach alav, then obviously there's nothing there left from yesterday. So that's the makar for Dishun. Hilkach tzarech sheyitol hadeshen. Right? It's an avoda. You have to take off. It's a maisa avoda of doing the Dishun, and it's also to creating an area that is cleaned, that is nothing else on it, so you could do the Hazaya on Yom Kippur and the Haktara every day. Minayin l'mizbeach ha'pnimi shu aser bahana'a. And how do I know the mizbeach ha'pnimi deshen is aser bahana'a? Right? What I learned so far according to this version, the deshen of mizbeach ha'chitzon is aser bahana'a. And you learned that you have to do the deshen of mizbeach ha'pnimi. Right? Two machlokas in the Gemara we had. Two different sources. How do you know that you have to do the deshen of mizbeach ha'pnimi? Either a extra phrase, el makom ha'deshen, that we had before, or the comparison to Hazaya, it says Alav, Alav, which is more of a implicit makar, right? It's not, makom ha-deshen means you create a deshen. Here, it's about that you have to do it Alav on the Mizbeach, and if you don't do the deshen, it's not going to be Alav. So how do you know it's Aser Bana? So Kal v'chomer. Maybe it's a Kal v'chomer based on what we just said. We just had a makar that the deshen Mizbeach HaChitzon is Aser Bana. If Mizbeach HaChitzon Aser Bana, ha-pnimi lo kol shekein. right? If the Mizbech HaChitzon is Asar Bana, then surely what's left from the Mizbech HaChitzon, if the Mizbech HaChitzon Deshen is Asar Bana, then the Pnimi, which is more Kadosh, Lechora, right, is going to be also Asar Bahana. And the parallels of the Mizbech, remember the Mizbech HaPnimi only has Ketores and Hazayas and blood. There's no animals, Deshen on there. But again, there's a comparison between the different avodos. Mizbech HaPnimi, each of the Mizbechos have three names. Mizbech HaPnimi, Mizbech HaKtoris, Mizbech HaZahav. Those are the three names of the inner Mizbech. And the outer Mizbech, Mizbech HaChitzo, Mizbech HaNechoshes, Mizbech HaOla. Right, the three names of the outer Mizbech. But here, the Gemara compares that the avoda of the inner Mizbech must be more kadosh, and therefore the Deshen will be more kavachomer, usher, as compared to the Mizbech HaChitzo. Okay, we'll stop by Rav Zeira, Hashem. We'll continue, Hashem, next time.